بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Because somebody used the deed that Musa brought to the people. He said, listen, this time, Musa is gone. So let's worship this cow. He didn't say, this is the God I made. He said, Hada Rabbi Musa. This is the Rabb of Musa. He used the religion of Musa. A con artist, someone who sells religion for dollars. Someone who pretends to be a knower of knowledge and swindles people for their money, you know, for their deen. That's the second thing you need. The third thing you need is that whenever you want to make people go astray, you need to make those people, you need to make that idol of gold. If he brought a cow out there and said, worship it, the people will say, listen, we saw a cow and eat it. How can we do that? If he made the cow out of mud, no one would worship it. If he made the cow out of stone, no one would do anything for it. But he has to make it a bowl. You see, my friends, batil needs attraction because batil itself is not attractive. See, it's hub that's attractive. It doesn't need glare to attract people. It itself is beautiful. And that's the reason batil needs gold. They build things big so that you're impressed by it. So that you're impressed by it. The third thing you need, the fourth thing you need is for that God to make noise. And this is the propaganda of that God in what the words modern day we call the media. Batil needs media in order for it to propagate itself. This is the fourth thing that it needs. You see, he made noise, and that noise was calling the people to come and worship. This noise that you hear is the media. It doesn't make sense. It's just a lot of noise. That's what it is. Right? And hence the mission goes there. And then the fifth ingredient are simple-minded people. People who don't know right from wrong, good from bad. People who just say that, oh, everyone is good. All good. You just need to have a good intention. Anyone who says you just need to have a good intention, you know Shaitan's already led him astray. He's gone. Five things we need. Now, that's one point I mentioned. Now let me come to the more important point in this story. And I want you to pay attention very closely. Because I think this is a very important message. When Musa came back and saw that these people are worshiping a cow, I mean, imagine this. You leave your family for a vacation for 7 days with the house intact. The next thing you come back, you see the daughter ran away, the kids on drugs, you know, the vices, you know. Missing, and you're like, what the heck is going on here? 1 week, and you see the whole house turned upside down. That's what Musa saw. 10 days later, what he saw is this whole situation turned upside down. My followers are pushing an idol worshippers. Musa was angry. Musa was angry. And his anger was such that, you know what? He had left Harun in charge. He came to Harun, he was so angry that he grabbed his beard and pulled it. That's a lot of anger, right? For a prophet, you know, for us, you don't come. If we were up, we would be hearing the party. Stop it about our fear of believers. So what happened is that he was so upset, he grabbed the beard of Harun. He said, what did you do to my people? You let them do this? You let them worship idols? I mean, imagine what worst thing you can do. Shirk is the worst sin, right? They were doing shirk. I mean, it wasn't like, for example, they're just having a party, drinking alcohol, or yeast and all that. No, it was rock shirk. You can't get worse than that. Right? It won't take power. And so what happened, my friends, is that when Musa got angry and pulled on his beard, Harun said something that calmed Musa down. Really, it calmed him down. He understood it. completely understood completely. You know what he said? Harun told Musa in his defense that why did he let them go astray? Why did he let them worship idols? He says, "Inni khashitu an taqula farraqta bayna bani Israel." He said, "What? That I was afraid that you will blame me that I divided the children of Israel. If I had pushed the issue, then we would have been a divided community. If I had pushed this issue, then this community would not be together. So I'd rather them worship an idol than cause disunity in my community." Understand this. This is the teaching of Wahdat in Islam. The teaching of Wahdat is what? That unity. Salawat
Allah.
seen, I could say, in my view, was the best audience that we had. And if you're inspired by Allah, that means Allah is calling you for this.